wenn simen den gimmel sifchof alles ein leman is schlich sibo al pisav evet gilulen one should not appoint a schlich sibo through a goyish sar af al pi shrayf at sibo khafet simboy even though Rabe of the Tzibur want that he should be a Shliach Tzibur without the appointment of the Tsar, but since a Miet of the Tzibur did not want him, and they only complied that he should be a Shliach Tzibur because the Tsar wanted that he should be a Shliach Tzibur, so that is not a proper Minui. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. This is a very interesting din. Af al pi sheroiv atzibur chafetzim boy. So we had a shatz, and we were by the minui of the shatz. Roiv of the tzibur wanted him. Amiyut did not want him. So b'shas tchilas haminui, if Amiyut doesn't want him, so you don't appoint him. The Tsar wanted for some reason that he should be a shatz. So he asked them that they should be maskim that he should be a shatz. And they were maskim. So now we have everyone agrees that he should be a shatz. So what is it? And they appointed him. So the Mishnah doesn't bring down the halacha. But the halacha is that he has to resign. That since he came into this position because of a minui, of a goyish yisar, ki chalilu lekabel avedes bereinu aydei ha'evde kechavu mazolot. Amir dikizach, we don't perhaps understand this, but this halacha is brought down. The Beis Yosef brings down this halacha, and the Yenna Paskin that he has to resign because of this, because he became a Tsar through a minui of a goy. Who's a tzaddik? The goy, I don't know, he's a tzaddik. Yeah, he's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. So he brings a maise. So he brings a raya from another maise, and the other maise is still a ploy. There was a maise that they appointed this person. He should be a shatz. And somehow, someone wanted that this guy. He should go to the goy. The goy should likvay the shatz. The goy should hear that he was appointed the shatz. So he went to the goy. The goy had very much terchert for him, and he took off his hat and he put it on the shatz. That was to show his covet. And this shatz went and told him, "I will not be a shatz. Because of that, because you put your hat on me," and this guy got very insulted, and he made a knas on the kehillah. But Al Kaponim, it seems he did the right thing. He did the right thing somehow. So he says, so that's when the guy b'chlal didn't have an interest in making him a shat. He just wanted to be mechabed him al shat. So that already was absurd, and he resigned. He didn't become a shatz. He told us in front of the guy. So it's murdik. So over here, the guy had a chelik in his minui. So he has to resign. And that's pshat. Yeah. This is a pshat. Yeah. Okay. That's. That's Sivchav Aleph. I'm going to make a Kiddush. We'll see Sivchav Beis also Kiddush. Shliach Tzibur Ischar Odev Tvei Mimidaber. If you have a Shatz that's hired, that's better than a Shatz that is davening for free, B'nidva Sliboy. Now we'll see. Ischar Odev שבזה אין אחר שנהוגים לראשי ליפשט רגלו ויספלו. That means if he's hired from the kehillah to be the shatz, so by doing this, we take away the fear that someone might decide to go up and to be a shatz. So we have hired personnel. That means you don't go on your own accord. The kehillah hires him. So since he was paid, he's a hired shatz. So Mamela, we know who the shatz is, and through this we prevent someone else who we would not appreciate to be a shatz, and he shouldn't go and be a shatz. V'imhoye b'nedoveh, but what would be if the shatz is not getting paid, and he's davening b'nidvas libre, then a reshus nesunah l'kel, so then it's not a position that's being paid for, so then anyone could be minadet his services as shatz. If anyone can be minadet, yala mishen hogan, so it could come out that a shatz that is not hogan will also daven for the yomer. So it's better to have the seder. Once more. V'oid ashliach tziba yeba'atma yoysa nizor b'tfilosei u'b'sikunei. This is a very interesting svara. That means if a person is getting paid for his services, he feels a bigger achayis, a bigger responsibility. He's getting paid for it. So he'll daven better. So that is the reason, a second reason, why it's better if you have a shatz that's getting paid. He feels a greater responsibility, and memela, that is why he's better. Now he says further. Now, according to the second svara, so we have another shatz that wants to offer his services b'chinam. And then this one is getting paid for it. We say here's a mila over a shatz b'chinam. Tzrichim aniyim gam ken liten tzchiras ha-shatz. So the aniyim also have to pay for the tzchiras. We'll see later to say that how much they pay. Sheshatz b'schar odif. They can say, well, there's a shatz that wants to daven b'chinam, so why should we have to pay? It's not a necessity for the kehillah. So we tell them, no, I'm sorry, it is a necessity for the kehillah because a shatz b'schar is better for the kehillah than these two eifanim. So if this is better, so you're a part of the kehillah, you're mechuyev to be mishtatef in this chiddush. Lispalu oy liskoya. This is a Beis Yosef. This is a Tshuvas HaRashba. And the Baal Tekeya also, we should pay him for the tkiyas. Also, we have these two svaras, it seems. And it seems like that, it seems that you can go up and start blowing, start davening Yomim Neroyim, he can go and blow Shefer also. But I had a different problem. I had a problem with Shem and Shemayim. This is a Rajbe. The Rajbe says, forget about the Ikea that's getting paid is more choshev. So we should make sure to pay him. In Simin Shin Vov, Sif A, these 2 days, is like this, the din is Schar Shabbos is also. Schar Shabbos means if I'm getting paid for what I'm doing on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use this schiris. This is a medical problem by a babysitter, by someone who caterers the caterers. So if Lemaise, a caterer is a halbetzoret because in the work of the caterer, they said a pair of Shabbos, so it's Bahavlo. I'm paying them for their services. The services include Erev Shabbos, Meitzoi Shabbos, and Shabbos. And there's a flat rate for all these services. So it's not considered I'm paying him for Shabbos. I'm paying him for Erev Shabbos and Meitzoi Shabbos. A caterer is from the, well, say a babysitter in Shabbos is a Shaila of Schar Shabbos. You're getting, Schar Shabbos is also Mibarabot. So now, in Simin Shin Vov, Sivei, these 2 days, if you're allowed to pay a chazan for Shabbos, himuta litel schar Shabbos l'tzarech mitzvah. You're allowed to take it. Speaks about a chazan. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about a malpakei also. The first day holds it also. Not allowed to. Schar Shabbos is also. The second day holds that since it's l'tzarech mitzvah, they want Geyser, the sin of Schar Shabbos is at the Rabbonon. So since this is with Tzorech Mitzvah, they want Geyser. So 2 days, these others. V'afal Pikein, I feel that those that hold, so the 2 days, in the Mechaber is Tzorechim like the first day. V'yesh Mishayetah, someone is matter. So in there it says, I feel like about Takei, also the same problem. So then it says, I feel like the Matirim, I hold you allowed to take a tzach mitzvah, but any reim is a simen brochi. But a simen brochi, he won't get from this money. That's a sport on a simen shinbov. And so Mordechai Meiser, here's a Jewish Rashba. I mean, the Rashba says it's a hinder to hire someone to be a malpekeya. Now, by about Tzile, who talking about Shabbos or Yom Tov, he could be talking about his Tzile for the whole year. So that makes a lot of sense. So good, it's a hidu. But about the Keya was speaking about Yomim Nerem, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is Schar Shabbos. No one bats an eyelash that it is enough in the Rashba that says that it's mutter and he doesn't bechlal get involved. These are later Rishonim that speak about the Shaila, about Schar Shabbos, right by the Boch, by the Simcha. There's enough in the Rashba that says that it's mutter. Now, they speak, I mean, it's others want to say, though, Cheshulchan wants to say, the minigis, it seems, they do pay, they talk about Philium and Merim, they do pay. What's the heta? So, though, Cheshulchan and the Eishel of Rome want to say heta, but they say this heta like, to be melamed chus on the minik ha'olam. They want to say, and this can be by Baal Tekeya also, that Besim the Baal Tekeya is doing it for free. What is he getting? He's doing it for free. He's not taking any money for it. But they give him a check. He said the check is because during the whole level he was practicing. He took off his time to practice. So Mamela. So he's taking the money for that. So the Chashulchan wants to say this. He says it's only a psalimutzchus. Because about two could be, he has the same problem also. He has to practice also. About Kari also, that's right. And so that is this etter. But they say this. It's only a etter of this b'malamutzchus. But here it seems there's enough in the Rashba. It's such a Rashba. Now let us go further. A person should not daven if the kohol does not want him to daven. So see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein la'odam liskoitet b'avur shum mitzvah. Now, it seems, I don't understand, it seems this Bishamach Dalit is going, so then, it would seem that we're not talking about all about getting schiris. And then I made a mistake. I looked up the Beis Yosef, and I think the Beis Yosef is speaking about the first thing, the Peschanus Odes. You have to look up again the Beis Yosef. But it seems that then I see the Samach Baud is going on something else in Gansan. But later it's saying, if they don't mind him, Bein La'odam L'Iskaitet Bavu Shemitzvah. A person should never enter a machlekes because of a mitzvah. Kegain glilis sefer teirech yeitze boi. Shrei shaninu atznuim moishchen es yedeim ilechem aponim. Vahagagaronim choytvim. Vahilas lechem aponim u mitzvah. So now we're saying that a person should not go into a machlokes in order for him to be mekayim a mitzvah. That means, so he's saying a mitzvah of glila sefer Torah. He had a husband that he's entitled to glila, and someone else wants to take glila, which perhaps is someone else is wrong. The first person is rightfully entitled to glila. So Afal Pikain, he should not. It's not worthwhile to go into a machlokes in order that I should be mekayim the mitzvah. The machlokes is much worse. It's not kedai to make a machlokes because of this. And he brings a raya. He brings a raya. It's brought down by the chilas lechem upon him. So there were different kahanim with different midas when they divided the lechem upon him. There were kahanim which were chatfonim. They wanted a chat, and they were perhaps bullies, and they wanted a chat as much lechem upon him as they could. There were tznuim, and the tznuim didn't do anything. So they won't eat. So in order to avoid a machlokes, then we'll say it belongs to me, and in order to avoid a machlokes, so the tznuim did not eat at all. So he says, "Bachilas lechem ponim u mitzvah." It's a mitzvah, and you see, this was bisman. So you see that bisman chazal, bisman abayis, the tznuim did not eat lechem upon him, even though it's a mitzvah, in order to avoid a machlokes. Now, I would like to just mention for 1 minute a ha'orin. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down this also, this din also, and he says, "V'achilas lechem aponim mitzvah sasei min ha'Torah." It's a mitzvah sasei min ha'Torah. So one of the proofs, "V'achilas a mitzvah sasei min ha'Torah," the tznuyim did not do it. So I just want to make a shtickle ha'orev is a Tosfos Yishonim, Masechta Shumah Daf Lamed Tes. The Tosfos Yishonim says this whole halacha that the tznuyim did not, did not want to eat from the lechem upon him is speaking about that each one got a size of a bean, kipul. But the Tosfos Yishonim says, if you eat a pool the size of a bean, you don't make a mitzvah sechila side by side. Because ain't a chila pochus mikizayis. So I'm not making the mitzvah, and the result will be a fight that I don't do. I will be kizayis, but if they would have received the kizayis, it's a mitzvah de raise. Kidimu lekayim mitzvah sachila. They want to be mekayim mitzvah sachila. Aval kaloi hoye mitzvah sachila legamri. Kivin shein sham ela kipul. That's a Tosfos Yishonim. So it just bothered me the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Shrei tznuim moish li yedeim lechem aponim, v'achilis lechem aponim mitzvah sasa min ha'Torah. So according to Tosfos Yishonim says, klo, not like that. Ok aponim. Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's kedai afilu to be my neifa mitzvah min ha'Torah that I won't have it in order to avoid machlokes. Uposhet, what? What? Because I said that I said, Lachem upon him is that I said. That's what I said, Shishanim says. And he said, but they didn't get a Kesayis. That's why they were Meneya. By Mitzvah the Rabbonim, since then it's Kedai. But the Shuk no Rav said, no, like, we listen upon the Mitzvah. Or Poshut, the Tavkim, a Mitzvah to Sky, my day after. That means, if the whole Shaila is, who's going to have Gleila? Really, I deserve Gleila, or this other person wants Gleila. So the din is, so I'm a vassal, my personal interest, there shouldn't be a machlekes, and the mice will be a glila. So then I keep quiet. Avol im a mitzvah tis bato legamri, but let us say like this, kegayin achnos asoichim achsok es talmud Torah. That means, there are other people that say, due to the economic conditions that are today, we can't afford to have a chnosos oichem, we can't afford to have a cheder. So we'll stop, we'll take that off the agenda. V'yesh b'yodai limchoi. So here the shayla is not who should do it. By glila the shayla, if he should do it, if I should do it. So I said, let him do it, there'll be a glila. So I won't do it, I'll be, this shouldn't be a machlekes. But if the machlekes is negay, will we have a chnosos oichem? Will we machzik a talmud Torah? V'yesh b'yodai limchois, b'vadei mechuyev limchois, and he has to open up his mouth, they la'azik a mitzvah, even though it means a machloikis, sh'rei midina koifin al yonim keilu. Now let us go further in the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'ein lonim mispalo bo'i rotzen akol, b'chol mi shef mispalo b'chosko b'derech alomos, ein einen omer acher b'choisev. A person davens, he goes to the Yomot like he steals the Yomot. You don't answer Amen on his broch. The Tzibur doesn't answer Amen on his broch. She'ein ze mevoich elo menayit. That's not called a broch. She'nemo beitzeye be'ech niyit Hashem. A gazel makes a broch. It's not a broch. It's an insult to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Mamel, if he stole the Yomot, see, that what he's saying is not brochas. These are insults. So maybe we don't answer me. Sif Chav Gimel. Schar Shliach Tzibur. The payment to pay a Shliach Tzibur. Poirim Mikupas Akol. There was a coup. There was a kupa. There was a treasury that was funded by the coup. So that's, we pay the Shliach Tzibur from this Kupa. Now this Kupa Sakol, there was a X amount of money in the treasury of the Kol. Now this money was received from the Kol, but there were different Chiyuvim how much to contribute to this Kol, to this Kupa Sakol. That means those who were wealthy had to give X amount of money, and those who were not wealthy gave a different amount. Or let's say for practical, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah a different year, but let's say just for practical purposes, they had to give, let's say 10% of a week's earnings. That's what he had to give for the Kupas Akol. So the wealthy people, their 10% was much greater than the 10% of the Aniyim. Well, Kaponim, that's how the Shatz is being paid. So the Maise, the Aniyim, are contributing less than the Ashirim for this Chazan. Ava Pishashli Tzibur Moitzi Hadal Kosher, even though in benefit, the Shliach Tzibur is being both, and he might see everyone, become walking in Yata Oni Masagis Kosher. Since he can't afford what Anosha can afford, some of Mele, he's not obligated to pay the, what Anosha is Mechuyik to pay. We'll see in Mishabul and understand this a little better. Hagar. That's the das of the Mechaba. Agav yesh aimrim, shegoyven chatzi lefi momin, vachatzi lefi anafoshes. The Rama says, no, the sach hakel, how much the shliach tzibur will get paid, there are two cheshbonos. There's half of his chizis is lefi nefoshes. So that means, and this half, let's say the chizis is $20,000, so $10,000 of his chizis, everyone has to contribute equally. The ashirim, the adim, everyone contributes equally. The other half of his chizis is lefi momay, then it'll be like such a cheshbon, 10% of a weekly earning. So then it'll come out that in the other half, the ashirim are giving more than the aniyim. That's a second day. Now, the Ramot says, v'cheinu minig akilis. So first we have a machloikis in halacha. The first day it says, we go basa momay. The second day it says, no, it's half lefi momen and half lefi nefoshes. And now the Rama says, the minig is like this day, like the yeshayman. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Schar shliach tzibur. B'simen nun hei sif chafalas, shepoisik v'chetze lefi momen v'chetze lefi nefesh. There, there's a different shayla. Let us just say what we're speaking about over there. We're speaking about over there in Siman Nun Hei, there was a small village that there was 11 people in the village, right? 11 men. And that would be the minyan for Yomim Neroim. You have 11 men. Now, two of these men want to leave the village for Yomim Neroim. So, Al Kaponim, so there won't be a minyan. So the halacha is, these two who are leaving have to hire a person who's going to come to this village to be the tenth. So how do we cheshben, how the payment should be? So there it says, half lefi momen and half lefi nefoshes. That's what going to make the mitzvah. So now we'll make a cheshben. If to hire this person will cost $1,000, so in $500, these two people are leaving, the $500, each one will give $250, and the other $500 will make a cheshben according to the wealth. So this is a machaber. So the machaber says over there, that there is an inyan of tvile b'tzibur. So the Machaber says, over there, the inyan to pay is half lefi nefoshes, half lefi momen. That's the Machaber. And the Machaber over here says, in the payment of a shatz, you go only lefi momen. Yes. Ayin b'sefer li'arabi sh'machalik d'machazen shani ayin shom. A chazen could be is different. A chazben he holds, I think the svar he says over there, he says because the qualifications of a shatz is different in the eyes of a osher and the eyes of an oni. An osher needs a more mechubedik shatz with a better voice, with a better bal menagin. The oni is he doesn't, so Al Kaponim, the caliber of the shots that they're hiring is based on the desires of the Shirim. So that's why it could be a shots is different. That I think is the way a rabbi says. Be a gore mash mishimcha, b'chozo b'y posuk shom ka'agwa shibakam. Okay. Mikupas ha'kol, so the mechaba says you go, the whole thing is paid from the kupas ha'kol shir, Nigvis Lafia Momin, which is Nivga according to the wealth. Ketcha Kiyesh for a Loima, Shaoni Tzorech Lachasim, Kamayroshe, he needs a chasim. Yesh Lafomim, Shashirim Naisnim Yaisa Momin Lachasim, Shakaila Orv Yaisi. That means the chazan that the shirim need, that's the svar we mentioned before, is not the same chazan that the oni needs. Gam is another cheshbin, shoni yocheleilech lemokim hachel. There's a different, that means we want a higher chazan for yomim niroi. There's 200 people in the shtot. So it's a big bill to pay. So the oni, in reality, doesn't have to be here yomim neroim. We can leave the city of Davin someplace else. Doesn't have to pay. There's another city, they have a chasm. He doesn't have to contribute for the chasm of the other city. So really, he doesn't have to remain in this city, the oni. The Osher has to remain in the city because he has a mansion and all his money is in the city. He can't leave the city. So therefore, there's a cheshbon that the Osher, the tzorech of a chazan in this city is more for the Osher than for the Oni. So that is why there's a svara that the Osher should foot the bill. So that's why we make up shore half and half. Hakeilis, Bedalke Moshe Koso Dominik Mitisainu, Tal, so how do you do this? Tal Vosha Noisne Bishove, Zeo Hetze Shofin Nefoshis. That means so this we give equally. That's Hetze. The Gam, there was another way the Kasa got money. The Gam, Mikol Nesuyin Magiloi Kefinadin, Vua Hetze Shofin Moman. There was a takone that there was a certain percentage by each chasene, how much money the chasen received for an adam, so he had to give, let's say, 5% of that for the kupasako. That was that the 5% had to be given the kupasako. So mamele, the ashirim, they had to give a larger amount than the aniyim, they give him 5% of what an adam was. An adam was not too much. So Al Kaponim, that's how they split it up. That means there was a half that had to be given Lefi Nefoshes, and the other half was given from the Nad. Levush Kosov, the Mogam Sheminik, Yigbo, Lefi Momen, if there's no Menik, we do like the Mechapasud Lefi Momen. Of a shat yomim neroim is greater by the shirim than by the ni. Mashen kemishirti b'shusaychem al kol ha'shode mechash mizmane levad. Siv kov dalet. Samir de kesiv. Tzibo shetzrichem liske rav o shliach tzibo. They need a rav and a shliach tzibo. And we're speaking about a shliach tzibo, not the shliach tzibo we hear. They're speaking about a shliach tzibah that the tzibah did not know how to daven. And the only way they would daven is the shatz was mighty them. It was just like Bisman Chazal. They did not know how to daven. So the shatz was mighty them and Chazal is our shatz. So now we have here a shayla. And so we need a rov to paskin shaylas. And we also need a shatz to be mighty like this if you won't have a shatz. So 85% of the kilu will not daven. They don't know how to daven. So Mamela, so what should you do? And there's not enough money for both. Then be yodam kedei schar shneim. So it's like this. Im urav muvik begodol b'teire boki b'eiro. That means al kaponu b'terav. They won't be davening. That's for true. But al kaponim yehevi arav. That's Godel B'Teira Boki Beiro. So Kaponim, the Rav will be able to guide the Kehila in all in Yonei Haloch and Nuchas Shabbos, Nuchas Pesach, Nuchas Nita. All the Shailas which the Kehila has to know, he's there to take care of. So what will be, they won't have him. 85% of the Kehila won't have him. So we have to weigh the two factors. But there won't be Mechal or Shabbos. They won't eat Chometz for Pesach, and they'll be Elohim. They can't daven. They don't know how to daven. So then, if you can get such a Rav, so Mamela, that's the preference. So you get him, so Al-Kaponim, you'll have a Fruma Kehila. Vim Lav, if you can't get such a Rav, so the Rav you're going to get, could be says nice troshes, and that's Al-Kaponim, someone to guide the Kehila in Halacha, he's not capable. So let's get a Shas Al-Kaponim, the Kehila will daven. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Who kaid them? The Avagav the Yechsla Maydeis and Mitzvah Tzvila Shliyila Mishi Yetzim Yedei Chaybosom. They won't have someone to daven for them. But Bezei Shiyerav Amoyer Tzedek Shiyediyam Teres Hashem Mishpatei Odif Minat Tzvila. So the Shem Yetzir Mitzvah said, don't daven. So, finished. Vayne Bir Halach Shekhtav Negoidol Achir Bechol Yilazer. Every city is responsible. In Bialoch, he writes about a city. They spent a hoin rav for a chazen, and they don't have a rov. It's a shrek. Because of mitzvus chasam soif achelak rachaim, the chol anshiyim michiyov mulitin l'zeh. Now for a rav, everyone is mechuyim to contribute. There's one person in the city, I learned in yeshiva, whatever this is, Shaila, I know what to do. So, Mamela, you need a rob, Gesundheit, I don't need a rob. So, I feel he's right. The Mikom Bokim Sachlisa Boilem Asiba, but the Tzibo needs a rob. This is a Tzorech of the year. But if they can't find such a person who will be able to be madrich to him, so he might see them b'tfilah.